Few public works have shaped the face of America as profoundly as the interstate highway system. It began in the 1950s during the Eisenhower administration as the Interstate and National Defense Highway System. Roadbeds were designed to support artillery on a single axle. Bridges were high enough to clear a tank on a flatbed truck. Today's 18-wheelers were designed to fit those military dimensions and to capitalize on the highway system's growth and economic potential. There have been other benefits. Bats have found homes in the shadows and crevices of bridges. They help control insects without pesticides. Artistic structural systems, murals, and bas-relief sculptures on retaining walls break the monotony of long drives. Highway interchanges, though, are the system's most striking feature. They are great swooping structures that often signal the approach to a metropolis. Unlike the old cloverleafs, modern interchanges are designed to maintain steady vehicle speeds. Slowing traffic creates congestion, increases accident risk, and reduces highway capacity. A modern freeway interchange includes three primary levels: one cut into the ground, a second at natural grade, and a third one level up. Often there are two more levels. These are called flyovers. They soar and curve overhead 75 feet or higher. While that climb may seem steep, the incline is less than 6%. That helps trucks to ascend quickly and to descend safely. The sideways slope across these roads is banked more steeply, up to 8% into the curves, like a racetrack. Some say efficient highways have accelerated urban sprawl. That may be true, but in Texas, highway engineers first must serve the public. And for now, Texans love wide open spaces and the freedom to move quickly and safely in the comfort of their cars.